tips. This is the Early Mail.
Gates fly back, they're off and racing.
Yes, Early Mail action at Geelong this afternoon. Looking forward to racing there. They've got 8 races on the program. First goes at 1:30, and Tom Conlon will be our trainer in just a moment, but we need to get the all-important track conditions. And the track man, Jimmy Dalton, joins us on the line. Morning, Jim. How are you?
Good, Matty. How are you?
Well, thank you. How's the morning down there on the Ballerine?
Beautiful this morning. Really nice, calm conditions. A little bit overcast at the moment, but 23 degrees,
oh,
very light winds and sun all day is the forecast.
Gee, that should set us up beautifully for a nice afternoon of racing. What's the track conditions?
Track's really good. We're on a good four surface. We've put the rail back to the true position, which we haven't been on since Cup Day, so we've got a lovely, beautiful, fresh cover of grass all through there. 6.5 millimetres went on from midnight to 4 a.m. this morning, right up until track work, so it's got nice moisture in it. And we've put out about 16.5 millimetres for the whole week. And we had 11 millimetres of rain in the last week, but that was sort of 3 or 4 days ago, the last of that. So that's sort of gone, and we've had to start irrigating again. But start on a good four, and just with the long days and the sun shining, there's that chance of an upgrade, I'd suggest.
All right, he sounds like it should play beautifully there this afternoon.
Yeah, it should do. Yeah, Geelong back to the true can be sort of that on pace-ish type of track going down that hill around the tight turn. But that's pretty general for it. But I expect it to play pretty well, and everyone will get their chance.
All right. 1:30 is the first. We look forward to it. All the best this afternoon, Jim.
Thanks, mate. You too.
There's Jimmy Dalton joining us there. Let's find a couple of winners now. And one man who might be able to help us out today is Tom Conlon, because he's got 2 runners at Geelong. He's got the Reluctant Star in the second and also Zip It Up in race number 6. And he was a part of the New Zealand Young Australian Trainers Tour, which has been on over the last couple of days. So long time no see. Tom, as I say, good morning to you.
How you going, Matty?
Yeah, well, thank you. Just for the listeners out there that aren't aware, you were one of the more sensible ones over there in New Zealand. So I'm sure you got back to Ballarat last night, ready to rock and roll today. How confident are you can help us with a winner at Geelong?
I was just looking through them just before. I think the Reluctant Star, hopefully everything goes well. He behaves himself. He's a little bit flighty at the jump outs last time, so hopefully he can get a good run and show what he can do.
He's jumped out well. He's on debut this afternoon there in the second. What's the story behind him?
So he was a horse that obviously my big stoner had, Brian Hall. And he's just had a few jump outs with me, been very impressed with him, and he's galloped up nicely, and I think he's a pretty nice horse.
All right, barrier 3 today. There's a couple of other horses here in the market. The Hawks runner looks like it's got a bit of ability. It's drawn 4, and I know there's a bit of a boom on the horse there from barrier 1, Stealth of Night, for the Hayes camp as well. So is it a little bit of a guessing game against some of those fancied runners as well?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Will was on the trip, and yeah, I think there was a big spruik on it, so we'll see. We'll see how we go up against the big dogs.
Yes, that's the Reluctant Star there in the second. Race number 6, you've also got Zip It Up, which goes to the races today. It's been in really good form, this preparation. Can it run a bit of a race there at a big price?
Yeah, I reckon he definitely can. I reckon he's well over the odds. He's been super this time around, just really found the key to him, just keeping him fresh and happy, and sort of spacing his runs. So, look, I reckon he's a great chance. Should get a love. And obviously Tom Stockdale, he's won on him before, so he knows him well. And I reckon he'll run really well.
All right, let's play around with a couple of things here. So do we back the debutant there in the second and maybe take a little place Zip It Up multi as well, like a little two-leg place multi? What's your advice for the punters today, Tommy?
I won't be betting today on the Reluctant Star. I just don't like backing first starters. I'll let them both go around today, I think.
All right. Well, you can do that, and we'll have a little play there on probably both of them because we need to make some money at Geelong this afternoon. Tommy, all the best. Hopefully you can jag a winner there this afternoon, and good luck.
Yeah, no, that'll be great. Cheers.
There's Tom Conlon joining us there. He was a lot of fun over the last couple of days there in New Zealand. As I said, one of the more sensible ones, probably one of the first ones to bed every night and up early. And if you want to get involved, make sure you do. He was very, very keen on a couple of yearlings that he was inspecting over there. So if he purchases one at Karaka, make sure you get involved with Tom Conlon. He's a young trainer doing great things, Al.